How you doing, Mr. Hilton?
Hey, Bob Boylan, how are you?
I'm fine.
I knew it was only a matter of time before the machines took over your brain and you became half man, half computer.
Half impactor.
What is that?
It sounds like it's making
beats out of every little sound we make.
It is. Tap on the table.
I just realized, yeah, I'm tapping on the table and it's making it. What is that? Also, turn it off.
No. Everyone's going to like this much more if I do this. It's one of the many synthesizers you can have on your little mobile device. Impactor with a K, I-M-P-A-K-T-O-R. And it just takes sounds. Basically, it's made to sort of tap on the table, so I can do this. It's a nice way to build beats.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm really... I'm...
And that's our show for today.
Once it gets going, you kind of have to wait for it to get going there, but it finally got into its groove there.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this somehow ties into your first choice of song that you want to kick this show off with.
I am. How did you know that? I'm going to play a cut from the new album from EMA.
Oh, yeah.
Erica M. Anderson is EMA, and she has a new record out. The record's called The Future's Void. The song Neuromancer is the track I want to play, but listen to the opening. You'll know why it all connects.
Yeah. I was thinking Necromancer, which is...
giving hickeys?
Yeah, that's what a necromancer is, Bob.
Just keep going.
Thank you.
your little beat machine still going? Of course it is. We had the music turned up so loud in here we couldn't even hear your phone going off.
I can't even make it stop if I wanted to. There we go.
Well, I get it. Yeah, there's that loop that you get locked in with that song, the EMA song.
Isn't that great? Neuromancer is the title of the song. The Future's Void's the record, and
We see so many artists, I think, continue to take a critical eye on technology, where we are with it, and where we're headed. She talks in EMA, and that song sings about taking selfies. It makes me think of the St. Vincent song, Digital Witness, you know, or Tom Brosseau talk in his song, Cradle Your Device. And it's really interesting, especially seeing some of the younger artists take on something that you think would be this completely integrated, interwoven part of their lives, but yet they recognize it as something alien.
And William Gibson, when he wrote about it in 84, I mean, the future felt like somewhat of the future then. He imagined a future, you know, kind of the what would be like in movies, Escape from New York, those kind of futures, right?
Right, dystopian futures.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that was 30 years ago. Now we have so much that's so different than it was in Gibson's time when he wrote the book Neuromancer. But
And to wonder how much further we can go with it.
That said, lots of technology in that song.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess since we're getting so deep and existential, I want to bring up this expression that it's turtles all the way down. Do you know this? Have you heard this phrase?
No.
Turtles all the way
down?
No, Stephen Hawking, in his book, A Brief History of Time, references this in the introduction to the book. He talks about it's basically one of the many mythical stories used to explain how the universe is put together. And it's the idea that the Earth is this round disk and it's lying on the back of a tortoise or a turtle. And if you say, well, that's great, but what's the turtle standing on? You say, well, it's another turtle. And it's just turtles all the way down. And that is also the name of the lead-off cut to a new record from a country singer named Sturgill Simpson that Ann Powers here at NPR Music has turned me on to. He is a 35-year-old country singer from Kentucky. He has a new record coming out in May. It's just the most fantastically existential country song I think I may have ever heard. And just see if you can keep up with the lyrics to this.
Okay.
This is Sturgill Simpson from his record, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music. And this song is called Turtles All the Way Down, Bob.
Introducing Metamodern Sound in Country Music.
I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire that I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle, spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time, he showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God was there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend. Says my son, it's all been done. Someday you're gonna wake up old and gray. Go and try and have some fun. Showing warmth to everyone. Meet and greet, cheat along the way. There's a gateway in our minds that leads somewhere out there, far beyond this place. We're reptile aliens made of light, cut you open, pull out all your pain. Tell me how you make illegal something that I'll make in our brain. Some say you might go crazy, then again it might make you go insane. Every time you take a look inside that old fable book, blinded and blinded of pain caused by some old man in the sky. Marijuana, LSD, psilocybin, the empty, the option, the ass. Love's the only thing that ever saved my life. Don't waste your mind on nursery rhymes, fairy tales of blood and wine. There's turtles on the way down. Other realms our souls must roam, to and through the myth that we all call space and time.
There's a gateway in our mind, Bob, that leads somewhere out there far beyond this plane.
That was really cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I think the title of this record says it all, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music. It really, you know, when I first heard this song, I wanted to tweet out, if you think you don't like country music, listen to this and see what you think. It's a fantastic song, fantastic record. That voice that you heard in the little megaphone at the beginning of it is Sturgill Simpson's grandfather. Dude Fraley is his name. And he's just saying the name of the record, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music. Anyway, the title of that song, Turtles All the Way Down, and the record itself is just a nod to this guy's quest for meaning in his life and in the universe and trying to make sense of it all. And just love it. And did a really great interview with Sturgill Simpson that you can see online. We'll put a link to it from our site, or you can just go to npr.org and search for Sturgill Simpson.
Well, let's stay in the clouds.
Let's do it, Bob. It's nice up here.
Yeah, there's a new Antlers record.
Okay.
And it wasn't anything like I expected. It's very horn-based, what I've always loved about them, and they're so melodic.
Mm-hmm. Peter Silberman's voice, too, you know.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, well, in the drum, Michael Lerner, the drummer, too. I'm just thinking, when you've got that kind of talent, you get the freedom to do just about anything you want.
Yeah, and write beautiful words.
Right.
And there's a line in this song. The song I'm going to play is called Palace. There's a line in this song. It says, then when heaven has a line around the corner, we shouldn't have to wait around and hope to get in. If we can carpenter a home in our heart right now and carve a palace from within. It's just beautiful sentiment all over this record. And I'm going to play the lead off track.
Sounds like everyone's really, really doing a lot of searching right now.
We'll rock out.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I love the way that song builds. And Peter Silberman, I mean, he just writes from this place at this...
Well, he writes from his feelings instead of his feet, right?
I mean, right, yeah.
You know my theory. My theory is that if you break the body up, you can come up with all different kinds of music. So I think that Peter writes music from the belly button up. Right?
The brain. He writes right. it from the
brain. With the brain? Well, the brain and the heart.
Oh, and the brain and the heart. That's right, true. Right. You got to get the body in.
But he doesn't write music that makes you move your bottom or your feet. Right.
Not as much.
Not mostly.
Yeah.
And there's lots of music that start from the feet, and the feet's the most important thing. And some people write just the head, and it's really heady music. And I like the stuff above the waistline. My favorite music.
I'm not really sure I'm comfortable with the direction this conversation is taking.
Well, the record is called Familiars. It comes out June 17th from the Antlers. It is, of course, the band. Darby Seasai is a keyboard player often, yeah. And in that cut, playing that gorgeous trumpet. They have another horn player on this. You might know John Natchez. He plays Phosphorescent.
Right.
The list of bands that this guy plays on, War on Drugs, Yellow Ostrich, Beirut, yeah, it goes on and on and on. So he's a great, great player. In fact, I think Daoud, a long time ago, Daoud Tyler and me and here at NPR Music did a story on him as like the session guy.
The go-to guy, the secret weapon.
Yeah. Really good.
Are you ready, Bob Boylan, to have your mind blown?
So is this above the waist or below?
I don't know. This is maybe one of those whole body songs, right. You know. Maybe there's a little bit of everything and something in here for everyone. Bob, this is Jolie Holland.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'll just say she's a singer-songwriter from Houston we've been following for basically 15 years now, I think, back when she started off in the Be Good Tanyas. And her music has always been mostly acoustic, very folky. Mm-hmm. She's got a very distinctive voice and singing style.
If Billie Holiday were a white folk singer from Texas.
I like that. That's not a bad way to describe her intonation, the dynamics of her voice. On this new record that she has coming out, it's called Wine Dark Sea. Jolie Holland turns it completely upside down, takes her sound and turns it upside down. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to play a cut called Dark Days from Jolie Holland. And just all I can say is strap yourselves in.
AC/DC?
How many folk singers do you begin with? And strap yourselves in! Jolie Holland, Dark Days from Wine Dark Sea. We'll be right back. Not what you expected, was it?
That's great.
Yeah, the guitars. That's actually two. I was going to say it's two guitarists, but it's actually three if you count Joli Holland on rhythm guitar on that song. Otherwise, two dueling electric guitarists. The first one is a woman named Indigo Street. She's from a band called Shy Hunters. She did the first solo on that song, and the second solo on that song is a guy named Adam Brisbane. They're both New York musicians. She worked with a lot of New York artists for this record. And I'm told that this is just, we should just see this as a natural evolution of Joli Holland's sound. It was just time for her to, after 15 years, it was time to plug in. And she produced this record by herself. It's called Wine Dark Sea. That song was Dark Days. And it's nice to see her go big. This record will be out on May 20th, Wine Dark Sea.
I'm excited. I love all of her records.
Yeah, yeah, she's great.
I'm going to do something. It's a solo project of sorts from a fellow named Jason Quiver. He's a group called Paper Cuts.
Yeah, and, yeah. I've been digging this record too, and I was going to play something from this. Were you going to play the? Is it the opening still knocking at the door? That cut
what I was going to play.
Yeah, that cut slays me.
It is a great song.
Yeah.
He plays almost. He's worked on this record for a couple of years, as Paper Cuts. Jason has, and he plays almost every single instrument on this.
And records it. He records at home too, and he calls his where he records at home probably his bedroom. For all I know, he calls it the Pan American Recording Studio.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
There's a cello player on there, Jen Grady, and two singers on there, too. And the lyrics are co-written, too. But everything else was done by Jason Quiver. Comes out May 6th. The record is called Life Among the Savages. And the song is called Still Knocking at the Door.
You're okay.
is that melody?
I don't know. It's driving me nuts. I mean, first of all, great song, and that's probably my favorite cut on the record. Do you have that beat thing on? Are you still knocking on the door? Yeah, that it's something in the eighth notes of the piano that he was playing, and then that reminds me of some 70s pop song, but I can't for the life of me think of what it is. It's going to drive me crazy. Anyone listening, if back it up and listen to that cut again and get on All Songs Considered site, npr.org/allsongs, and leave a comment telling us what that song is reminiscent of.
Is this at all?
No. But I was thinking ELO. I was thinking maybe something from them. But anyway, we digress. Not to take anything away from Paper Cuts.
Comes out May 6th on Easy Sound Records.
Let's go out on Jan Tiersen.
Wonderful.
Jan Tiersen. He's a French musician. We had him on the show quite a few times. His music has been
Tiny Desk too.
Yeah, we did a Tiny Desk. Oh, that was a wonderful Tiny Desk with him. His music has been used in film off and on over the years, and most prominently in a French film called Amelie. And so some people tend to think of Jan Tiersen as a composer, as a film composer, but he really isn't. He doesn't think of himself as that at all, and it's hard to say what his music is, really. I can just say that he's a very curious musician. He loves to play around with sound and create these worlds of sound and to see how these sounds interplay with each other and create sort of magical worlds with all of these sounds. He has a new record coming out in May. It is called Infinity. And it is a mostly instrumental record. There is some singing on it, but it's very dense. Textured, moody.
Above the waist.
It's and yeah, I guess there's some. I was going to say from the neck up. But I'll give you the waist up. And the song I'm going to play is called Midsummer Evening from Infinity. And it's like much of the songs on this record. It starts very small and dark, and then gets very big and bright. And this record, Infinity, is out May 20th from Jan Tiersen. This is Midsummer Evening.
Oh, before we go, Soul of a Band, you all have been sending in pictures of band shoes, and it's been really fabulous.
They've been great, too. Yeah, yeah. Did you see that one of the guy jumping up?
With the sneakers,
oh, yeah. My God. Someone, there's some great photographers out there. No. Much better than you, Bob.
Oh. So I just have more quantity.
Yeah, no, yeah. But it's been great seeing these photos come in. And it's also, it tickles me to see how many people were already thinking like you were with this.
So we'll put a new Solo of the Band quiz out on Wednesday. Drumfill Fridays
have been
really great. We had Sean Carey was the curator of last Friday's. I got 3 out of 5.
I thought some of his were tough. They were difficult for me. Yeah, but that's good. Yeah, Drumfill Friday. We have one every Friday morning. Come to the site and you can take our little puzzler, listen to a drum fill or intro. Sometimes, honestly, it's just a beat. But
you can't do drum fill and or intro Friday
or beat. Yeah, it doesn't really work. Yeah. But fun game.
Take care, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
From PR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Jan Tiersen.